Soon, Professor Christian Duustmann is Director of Economics at the Centre for Research and Analysis of Migration at the University College of London. Hello to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning. Are you proud the government seems to be making life harder for immigrants?
certainly not. This particular proposal by Ian Duncan-Smith is particularly aimed at benefits. And not at the general way immigrants are allowed into this country. There is an ongoing case with the European Commission at this point anyway about a previous government, what the Commission sees an additional right to reside test the government has imposed in 2009. And I think this particular extension will add to the European Commission's unhappiness with the way the UK deals with immigrants, in particular from EU countries.
But isn't our government just sticking up for this country and saying to the rest of Europe, you know, it's just a basic requirement. If you want to move to another country, that's great, lovely. And in Europe, we kind of welcome moving between countries, but you've got to be able to speak the language of the country you're moving to. It's just a basic, and if you can't, well, perhaps think again.
Well, sure. I mean, speaking the language of the country to which you move should be should help the individual as well. The question is whether the 1 million immigrants in European countries or British citizens who live in European countries all speak the country's languages very well.
Do you think they do?
I don't know, but that would be.
I bet they don't.
That would be an interesting thing to explore. So as you pointed out in your previous comment, many jobs in the UK, as well as in other countries, do not really require you to speak the language of the country. So agricultural workers, the workers who were on the construction site and built the Olympic Stadium, clearly made an important contribution to our economy, but that was not really requiring them to speak the English language very well.
But as we've just... Yes, and I accept that. However, we've just heard from Gloria. With a little example, it may be, but it's still something that's bothering her. She just wants to have a conversation, communicate with the people who are delivering her newspaper, just to say, push my newspaper all the way through the letterbox. And because the man who's been employed by a company in this country to deliver her newspaper, because he doesn't speak a word of English, she can't have that conversation. That's irritating, isn't it?
Well, I mean, the question is whether if that man would speak the English language very well, whether he would still be willing to pay to work for a very low wage and deliver newspapers. Clearly, English language proficiency is very strongly related to the wage you can demand in the labor market. Particular unskilled jobs we may only be able to fill with individuals who have possibly certain productivity deficiencies, like, for instance, not speaking the English language very well. The key question is whether we would find people doing particular jobs if they would speak English very well. Probably they would move on to other jobs which are better paying and less demanding than those jobs where we are finding them.
Are you German?
I am German, yes.
Yes, I thought I could tell from your accent
that
you're German.
Well, apparently my language is not perfect enough.
No, but your English is very good, but you do have quite a strong German accent. But I just wondered whether in Germany, what the kind of attitude was there. Do German people get frustrated when people move to Germany who don't speak German?
The newspaper example illustrates that this may well be the case. I think in all European countries we have large immigrant populations who do not speak the language of the country perfectly, in particular not just after arrival. They may then learn the language, and I think that has been the experience in Germany as much as in many other countries, including, for instance, the U.S., where we have a very large Mexican population, and many of them are actually not speaking English, and nevertheless they are understood to make a very important contribution to the country's economy.
Thank you very much. It's been very interesting speaking to you. There's Professor Christian Duustmann, who's Director of Economics at the Centre for Research and Analysis of Migration at University College London.